This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Sue's News is coming up here, and then Brian Kilmeade at 4:25. He's coming back to St. Louis, of course, in just a couple of days. We'll have more information on that. Tomorrow, Bob and Tammy Kershaw will be on the show for a little bit. They're going to swing into the studio because we have another in a long series of Protecting Your Retirement events coming up here on March 25th. That is next Tuesday night, a week from last night. We would love to see you. These are free events. We just need to know that you're coming, so you need to RSVP, and can do that in a variety of ways. You can go to the website at retirementkey.com, right on the front page. You cannot miss it. It says Protecting Your Retirement. Register. You click on that. You can also call 314-993-9494. Now, if you register online and you just click that tab that I indicated, you can also go one-on-one into the office. So this event is a little bit more user-friendly, if you will, if you want to dip your feet into the water with the strategy and the philosophy that they have at the Retirement Advisory Group. It's a group setting. There'll be a bunch of people in the room at the Hilton next week, and then Thomas and the team, after Mark and Annie and I do a little intro, they take it from there. It's a quick, easy in and out, about an hour. Or you can go in one-on-one and schedule a meeting that way. Either way, you can do it the same method. 314-993-9494 online, retirementkey.com. Put on your dancing shoes and pick up your phones. It's time to make picks on March college basketball. And with Underdog Fantasy, you can bring that excitement to wherever you watch. Playing on their app is as easy as choosing higher or lower on a player's stat lines, like points, assists, rebounds. If you're doing the NHL, it's goals. You get those picks right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Millions of fans have already won billions on Underdog. Will you be next? Get in the game by signing up today for Underdog using the promo code MARKR. That will claim a gimme pick as part of your first cash entry, plus up to $1,000 in bonus credits when you deposit. Cash in on every bucket this season with Underdog. The way to get started is to sign up for the app, download it, get a username and a password, and then use that promo code MARKR, because that's going to give you that gimme pick plus up to $1,000 in bonus credits when you make a deposit. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Warmer spring weather is right around the corner, and now is the time to plan your home's exterior renovation project. Banner Construction is booking now for homeowners to be first in line for beautiful James Hardie siding and Pella replacement windows. Beat the price increases and plan your project now. Visit bannerconstruction.com or call 314-569-1050 to get a free in-home design and estimate. Call 314-569-1050 and have a banner day.
When you go shopping, you may not get the bargain you want, but at least you know and can compare prices. It should be that way with healthcare, but too often it's not. Need an operation on your knee? Want to know what it's going to cost? Good luck. For 3 years, hospitals have been required to provide patients with list prices and have negotiated charges for some 300 services. Only 36%, just over a third, are fully compliant. In Missouri, prices differ greatly depending on a patient's insurance. The cost of a pelvic CT scan, for example, can be 20 times more expensive in one hospital than another. Price transparency allows patients to compare providers, forces hospitals to compete on price, and helps insurers negotiate lower rates. State law should require all healthcare providers to publish prices in a user-friendly form. What we don't know is costing us. The price of healthcare shouldn't be a secret. Check out our 2024 blueprint, Moving Missouri Forward, at showmeinstitute.org. The Show Me Minute has been brought to you by Show Me Institute and Show Me Opportunity.
This is attorney Todd Nissenholz of Kaufman Tonsley. It's not just that we've won millions of dollars for our injured clients. We have. It's that we've won the trust of thousands of clients who were victims of careless drivers due to no fault of their own. We have the team, the talent, the tenacity to get you the money you deserve. Not every firm has that. Most don't, I assure you. We do, and we win. Kaufman Tonsley. Real people, real results. Call 314-500-5000. That's 314-500-5000.
Holding on to your old tax returns. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip. The general rule of thumb is to keep returns for at least 3 years. That is how long the IRS has to audit. But if your returns are complicated in any way, Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says you may need to keep them longer.
Up to 7 years in some cases if you're claiming losses from bad debt.
That doesn't mean you need to clutter your home with paper files.
You scan it, you put it in a secure web folder.
Keep your returns indefinitely if you are accused of filing a fraudulent return. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Reardon KFTK and Instagram at Mark Talk. You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show.
Well, this is going to test your musical knowledge here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And Sue, I'll ask you, do you know who this is by any chance?
Let it go.
It's going to kick in here in a second. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, ABBA.
No, it's not. Oh, that's a good guess. Not ABBA.
Who is it?
It is the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And this song is called It's a Sin. Now, the reason I'm playing it is because Max has a show that is called The Righteous Gemstones with Danny McBride. Are you familiar with that show at
all?
No. I'm guessing, you know, Ethan, I don't think Sue would be a Danny McBride fan. I'm just going to take a guess. He's very different type of humor. And Walton Goggins is on that show. It's basically about a bunch of televangelists. John Goodman plays the father. But what was interesting this week is this is the fourth season of this show. I've loved every season. It's the last season. I think it's the fourth, might be the third, but it's the last season. But they opened up going way back in time by a couple hundred years in a flashback sequence. We're watching it the other night. The show started about 10 days ago. It's on Sunday night. So Becky and I were watching it Sunday. The first episode that had come out a week before, and she says, that's Bradley Cooper. I'm like, that is not Bradley Cooper. Why would Bradley Cooper be in the Righteous Gemstones? Well, sure as you know what, Bradley Cooper is playing this old character.
That's kind of awesome.
It's kind of the origin story of how the Gemstones got to be where they are, and it was really cool. So then, I mean, how many shows would open up in their last season with an entire 40-minute episode that doesn't have one of the stars of the show? Nobody that's in the show was in that first episode.
It's pretty nervy.
I thought it was, too. So the humor is, you know, it's kind of a little different, if you will, because it's Danny McBride.
Where the hell is Eli?
That is unchecked out these days. Dude's down here wasting away in Margaritaville. Like you, Tom Hanks in that one motion picture.
Philadelphia.
No, not the AIDS one, the by himself one.
No, the, dang, I just had it.
What is the Tom Hanks by himself one?
Castaway.
Castaway. Bingo. That's what you doing, Daddy.
Oh, my God. And that was a great scene. So he plays, John Goodman plays Eli, the father. That's Danny McBride. You have Walton Goggins, who's one of the best character actors
He's awesome.
Ever. So I was really impressed with the way that the season started. I wanted to mention that. A couple more little stories here before Sue's news. Did you see Hilaria Baldwin totally emasculate her husband on a red carpet?
Yep.
So
yes.
I guess they're talking about the reality show, and there's a reporter that wants to talk with Hilaria. Isn't that her name, Hilaria? It's
if
not
do you
Hilary.
Say Hilaria or Hilaria?
I'm going to say Hilaria.
Hilaria sounds
Is it Hilaria?
Just
I don't think so.
She's Hilaria. Well, here she is.
No, I think we're going to see. You know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great.
This
you're
season.
A winner.
Oh my God! When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Oh
no! When I'm talking, you're not talking.
That was Alex. She says, "When I'm talking, you're not talking."
Out of the show. No. I mean, I think this is a really...
I mean, she has to be the same person who said this.
I can't wait until American women
canned kept blueberries for their smoothies.
The funniest, oh my gosh. I think the funniest part about that whole clip is after she says that, he just kind of like looks away and then he starts to walk off. And it's like, I thought for a second, maybe I was like, there's no way that they did that on the red carpet in an interview that she was serious. Oh no, she's dead serious.
Oh, yeah.
She was just slowly walking away.
He sort of walks behind, starts to talk to someone else. But clearly, if you're going to make an issue of that, something tells me Alec may have had a talking behind closed doors. She may wear the pants in the family now. I don't know.
I don't know. If I had to listen to that voice,
Sue, I'm with you.
Wow,
that sounds just like Hilaria.
Yeah. Can't wait till America.
We have some stuff going on here this afternoon that's related to college basketball. Joe Pott will be with us. He works on the KMOX side on Cardinals Radio Network, but also is the voice of SIUE, Cougars basketball, and they play Houston tomorrow in an NCAA tournament game. Houston's the number one seed, one of the top seeds overall. Also, Michael Admire is the voice of Drake basketball. Drake faces Mizzou tomorrow night. He's going to join us. And then last night, this whole NCAA tournament gets kicked off with an amazing buzzer beater.
To go 94 feet. Simpson will inbound under his own basket. Pinedo pressures the ball. He throws a baseball right hand pass, arcing toward the far free throw line. It's loose under the basket. Laid up and in by Knox. 7/10 of a second to go. Amar Knox gives Alabama State the lead. 70-68.
But wait.
Simpson with his right hand received a 90-foot pass the length of the floor. It was knocked off. 2, 3, 4 hands. Knox grabbed it on the left block. He laid it up and in, and Alabama State, with 7/10 of a second to go, leads 70-68 over.
So what happened, I kind of, I think, had jumped in there inappropriately, but that was with nothing left on the clock. It was a football pass, essentially a Hail Mary.
Half a second left.
And Alabama State then, these are the playing games, too. So they go now to the round of 64. It's technically 68 teams because you had teams that played last night. Well, maybe it's more than 60. Is it more than 68 now?
No, it's 68.
Oh, yeah, because it's two teams last night and then two teams tonight. North Carolina won big last night as well.
By like 40? It was bad.
Was it that much?
Maybe it was, they beat them bad. They were up by 40 at one point, I know. It was a beatdown.
And then the other thing I would like to say here is that I have been on a just an amazing baking stretch
here. What starts with the letter C?
I made some chocolate cheese cookies yesterday with white chocolate chips. I'm in the process of making white cranberry macadamia.
Ooh.
And I'm
going
to bring
these.
I'll tell you who's going to eat them. People that come to the fish fry on Friday.
C is for cookies.
Yeah, because
that's good.
I'm going to have four different types of cookies that someone can come up to our table at the fish fry at Assumption Parish and ask to sample. Now, mind you, I'm telegraphing this for the St. Louis County Health Department. They'll probably show up as well.
I was going to say that
I can't do this, but no, I've made a ton of cookies. You have no idea how difficult it is to not keep eating batter and stuff like that, but
I do.
Cookie starts with C.
Friday, look forward to it. My cookies. I haven't brought them in yet because I'm going to do it all at the same time, Sue.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
It's an odd day in Sue's News. We have just all kinds of things in here. By the way, somebody asked me if I would ask Fred about the turlet situation in Japan. So I have asked him on WhatsApp, but it's what time is
He's
it?
He's shutting us out.
I know I keep saying that.
He's
probably
gone silent.
It's 6:15 right now.
I guess Marie hasn't told him to wake up yet.
Maybe he's a political prisoner in a Japanese jail.
Well, that happened quickly.
You don't know.
He's a pretty rambunctious type. He would be the one to get in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. It's National Backyard Day. Completely random, but okay. And somebody then had a thing that said, oh, what was your favorite backyard game? Of course.
Jarts.
Jarts would be Mark's answer. But I remember kickball. Man, we would play some great kickball in the old backyard.
Kickball
it was
a lot
classic.
Of fun. It really was.
I really enjoyed playing pickle or hot box.
Hot box is so great.
Which one's that? You got two bases.
I'm familiar with a different kind of hot box in Ethan, but you explain this one to me.
Well, you know what a pickle is in baseball?
Yes.
That's what it is. Set up two bases, and you have to advance to the next base without getting tagged out.
So I always bring this up, and I swear to God, there are things that happen in my childhood that I feel like I'm completely making up. And maybe I am, but there was a game that we played. This was a schoolyard game in Chicago. Okay. Again, I've Googled this, and I don't even think I can find it. There was a hollow metal tube that was attached to the brick wall. And what you would do is you would take a tennis ball, and that metal tube that was steel was on the wall. You would take the tennis ball and try to hit it on the sweet spot. So essentially the tube acted as a bat. So you could play like with just a couple of kids. Someone would be in the outfield. Someone would kind of be like an infielder. And then the batter would throw the ball against the metal tube, and then the tennis ball would go out and it would be a fly ball or whatever it would be.
Oh.
And we called this game Pinners. I don't remember any of the other rules. I really don't know if anyone else has played it before.
Wait a minute. You're pitching to a pipe?
You're not really pitching to it. You're standing right up against next to the pipe.
Right.
So you're essentially trying to
wham
deflect
it on there.
Yeah.
And
then
just it goes.
Right, right.
Oh, interesting. I have never heard of that. There are regional things, though.
There really are,
because when we moved here from Ohio when I was going into fifth grade, and the game that we introduced to the neighborhood was called Bloody Murder. Which is
I kind of remember it's
a hide-and-seek-ish game. It is very pleasant. Somebody goes out in the yard and hides, and then we all walk around the yard, and that person will pop out, and they have to beat you back, or they have to tag you on your way back to the base, and you have to scream, bloody murder, when the person pops out.
I remember
that.
Fun. It is charming.
DLW on the YouTube says Wiffle Ball. That was a classic.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, look, in Chicago, the other thing that we did, and you could do it with girls, it could be co-ed because the ball was mushy. We played 16-inch softball. Now, this is still a game in the Chicago Park District with these big, burly guys, and these clinchers that are 16 are rock solid.
Wow.
But when you hit one of those clinchers enough times, it becomes mushy.
Oh.
So we would put a couple of Frisbees down, and you would have basically right field out because you didn't have enough players, and you'd play 16-inch softball. And the girls were really good at it because the ball was bigger. And it was a good co-ed game to play.
That's actually quite nice.
Yeah. When I moved to Milwaukee, I was talking about 16-inch softball, and I get this letter in the mail from the 16-inch society, and I thought, well, that sounds very good. And then I realized it was softball. I don't know. I was
Were you really concerned for a moment?
I was going to say, because I
was proud.
I don't think you were. And then 50 years ago, on this day in history, Kiss, we've got music for this, released their third album, Dressed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Kill, featuring this song, and it's Gene Simmons on lead.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
I did like this song.
Come on.
I was never the biggest Kiss fan. That one, can you?
No, you really can't. And 43 years ago, now this will not surprise you, I was not a huge Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath fan, but in 1982, I had forgotten this story. This is 43 years ago. When Randy Rhoads, lead guitarist for Ozzy, was killed in a freak accident in Leesburg, Florida, here's what happened. The plane he was riding in buzzed Ozzy's tour bus and then crashed into a house. That's how they lost him. The pilot and a female passenger also passed away. Randy was only 25 years old when that happened.
And yeah, I don't think I remember any of the circumstances of that.
And it just made it, it was interesting. Luke Combs is making history. It was just announced he will be headlining in Lollapalooza. He's going to be the first ever country artist.
Good for him.
To close the festival.
That's fascinating.
It is. It's a really big deal for Luke and all of country music. That festival, by the way, is July 31st through August the 3rd in Chicago's Grant Park.
I wonder why. There's got to be a demographic reason for that.
Well,
I'm very curious.
He crosses over, I think, maybe.
He does, but he's pretty country.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
Impressive.
I think, you know what? These music festivals have really morphed into something, in some cases, very unique, and I liked some of them. I'm not a big festival guy because it's all outdoors and people don't shower and stuff like that. But I know. But you have... Let's say you have main stage acts that are more rock or alternative rock. They always put hip-hop and EDM. Why not country? It's
just a different
genre like some of the others.
And maybe somebody thought that. All right, I love these mashups by this guy on YouTube, and his name is Bill McClintock. My favorite one is he did one, and he does videos as well as the music itself. He did AC/DC Dirty Deeds and Brenda Lee Rock Around the Christmas Tree, and it was awesome. His latest one... is Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, Let It Whip by the Daz Band, and Ronnie James Dio's Rainbow in the Dark. I thought Mark would like it.
Yeah, look at that.
Because it doesn't sound possible.
I just love the fact that the Daz Band is in here.
Yes! Give me just
a minute of your time tonight. I hear the beats.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's great!
Now, I wonder how this guy does it with... This is all on YouTube and stuff like that. How does he do it with the music rights?
He has to pay for
the music rights or they'd take it down for copyright, wouldn't they?
You think so.
Maybe there's some sort
the
of artistic reason. Oh, yeah, listen.
Dio. You know it all.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. Now you've got my curiosity.
Right?
That's very interesting.
It's about to become Mark's favorite YouTube channel.
Well, I probably, for a long time, sort of lacked appreciation for some of the DJ types that provide beats. Like I told you, I watched that Pharrell biopic that was done like the Lego movie. And that guy, you know, he had an amazing influence on a lot of different acts and bands. So that's pretty cool, I will admit.
And finally, in Sue's News, I thought you might like that. We have today's random fact. It's illegal to only own one guinea pig in Switzerland. Guinea pigs get lonely if they're by themselves, so the law requires you to own at least two.
Look,
come on.
I love that.
It's
personally.
Awesome.
You know, it's funny. There's a guy that used to be on the Cardinals broadcast team. His name is Mike Grimm. He's up in Minneapolis. Mike's great. He's a good sports guy. One time, Mike and I were at a dinner with Tony La Russa, and I'm a cat guy. I've always been a cat guy. And Mike was trying, you know, sometimes it's tough with coaches. What are you going to do? Talk baseball with Tony as a broadcaster?
Right.
So the topic of cats comes up, and Mike's like, we just adopted a cat. He's very proud. And Tony looks at him and goes, you don't have two?
Tony was a big, big pet guy.
He was serious,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, didn't he have a foundation?
If you have one,
he did.
Yeah, if you have one, you got to have two.
Oh, I love this.
And I sided with Tony on that, but I'll never forget that.
That's
because
awesome.
Poor Mike Grimm was just trying to, I have
so
a cat,
funny.
Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
Create conversation.
And we would have another bunny if my bunny didn't have three cats and two dogs in the house. I want you to know that. We're coming back with Kilmeade. He's here on Saturday night. We are getting extremely close to our visit from Brian Kilmeade. He is at the factory on Saturday night. There are tickets available. We'll guide you in here in a few minutes. Brian is with us this afternoon for his weekly chat. How are you, Mr. Kilmeade?
Oh, good, Mark. Can't wait to get out to you. See you guys.
Yeah, we're getting very, very close. And I'm a little nervous about my part. You keep teasing this role that I have. I've been told a little bit that I might play Thomas Jefferson. Do I have any other information that you can share with me here this afternoon?
Well, I think it might be more than one. So I definitely have Mark Coxon, Annie Fry. I think I've roped her into it. So there might be more than one part. So I'm going to need to see the before the VIP time. But, and don't worry, just be yourself.
Okay, Brian, if that's all the information I'm going to get, I'm going to have to do my best improv. By the way, I've been on stage with Don Rickles before, so I have that going for me. I think I can do something here with Brian Kilmeade. And here's something else for you. You know who shares a birthday with Thomas Jefferson, if we're going the Thomas Jefferson route?
No.
I do, Brian Kilmeade. I share that birthday with Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, he's a little older than I am, but after this birthday, I don't think not a lot. All right, let's talk about Teslas. I have friends here in St. Louis that have Teslas. I have friends who are Tesla owners who did not vote for Donald Trump. What sense does it make in any way, shape, or form to go out and start ruining Teslas because you don't like Trump and Elon Musk?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's organized. I think it is organized as a campaign rally. I think, as indicated last night, that Elon Musk said that he's got word that ActBlue is behind it. It makes no sense. Unless, of course, you have idiots like Tim Walz, who's just really a clown. Not only is he an embarrassment and not realize it, but you know what he was doing on stage?
He was bragging
that Tesla stock is down and saying that you could get some dental floss and pop off the logo and still drive your car. And then you have Senator Mark Kelly saying, I went and got myself a Tahoe because I don't want, all of a sudden I realize, even though my party is based on the earth having a fever and they're coming to an end if we don't all have electric cars, he's now buying gas guzzlers, not realizing that the mantra for the last 20 years for anyone who wasn't selfish and self-obsessed was go electric.
Yeah, it's quite entertaining. I have this audio I played earlier this afternoon of a guy who, African-American dude, is a Tesla owner, and I mean his white Cybertruck. Now, Brian, truth be told, I think those things are really ugly. But if you have a Cybertruck and you love it like this guy, he comes out, it's completely ruined. There's paint, there's graffiti, the windows have been chipped, all of this stuff. And for what? For what is the purpose here? How is that going to advance your crazy cause in any way, shape, or form? I don't get it.
He has to cut government. And cut government. He's looking at waste. He's looking at making, bringing in efficiency. And he's doing it for free. And he helped form a team of between 100 and 200 people who are now working with cabinet secretaries to lean out an institution that is too politicized. You can't have a politician do it because their own self-interest comes into play. For example, remember when they were closing up military bases? You could be a Republican or Democrat. Yeah, we got to close the base. Got to be more efficient. We got to be able to put our money elsewhere, and then all of a sudden it's in your town, and those are the people that elected you. You're going to say, okay, don't close my base. I will actually lose all the town, all the supporting businesses, so don't close my base. But if you're doing what's best for the country, it will close. So that's why you bring in people from the outside. That's why you have Simpson Bowles spend 2 years with a blue-chip organization with former politicians who give recommendations to rein in our then out of control budget, which we were just $9 trillion in debt or $5 trillion in debt. Now we're $37 trillion in debt. So that's why this agency is necessary. And not only is it upsetting people on the left, but it's getting them to ruin his product. I worry about them finding a way to sabotage SpaceX or do something with Starlink or with his Neuralink or his many other smaller businesses. But Tesla is the first one, but you're not doing something that, you know, you could have hurt Trump Tower to hurt Donald Trump. And they tried doing that. His golf courses, the PGA resigns from, they say we're no longer going to do things at Trump's courses. Well, that hurts him, his business. But now you're defiling a product that you absolutely owe him everything that he pioneered. That he put together something that's actually a very fast, good-looking car that's efficient with an interior with a flat screen that basically is autonomous, that also is going to be an autonomous taxi cab soon. So, and a robot that might be end up being Tesla. So what, guys, what is everybody doing? It makes me think that this is not just people with a temper tantrum. I think it's organized.
Well, I think you might be right about that. And you mentioned, by the way, Alan Simpson. You know, he passed away last week, Simpson Bowles. I don't know, yeah. Did you ever get a chance to know Senator Simpson? I liked him quite a bit.
Well, he had a great personality. I knew him just because he would come in and do the show once in a while, but he would charm everybody.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to know him?
Yeah, a little bit. He had come to St. Louis a couple times, but, you know, he was kind of like Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana before Senator John Kennedy was a thing, Alan Simpson, because he did have that knack. And, you know, he did this thing, Brian, when I was on the radio in Columbia, Missouri in the 1990s. This would go back to the early 90s. He did this radio bit. I think it was Westwood One. It was syndicated. And it was like this point-counterpoint with Senator Ted Kennedy. And it was really good. You know, they would take an issue of the week and they'd hash it out for like a minute and a half and, you know, mash heads together in a respectful way. It was really, I think, quite valuable back then. I don't know that we have anything like that these days. And on the Elon Musk front, let's just talk about these astronauts, because it was fascinating. Brett was airing a lot of this live, and Fox had a lot of the coverage yesterday when SpaceX brought these astronauts back home. What an event. And look at what Elon Musk was able to achieve there. And Joe Biden doesn't want to bring these people home because of politics. Because of politics.
I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, the radio show, but I had Ro Khanna on, and he's friends with Musk. He says, I've been good friends with him for 13 years. I represent Silicon Valley out in California, and it is pretty amazing. And when he was not invited to the White House under Joe Biden because he didn't like Tesla or what Elon Musk fell in disfavor with him, and he didn't invite him, he said, you can't have an electric car conference at the White House without Elon Musk. You will alienate him forever. This is the ultimate insult. He's the first. He's the best. He's the most emerging. It's American car company, all this stuff. And they said, no, we're not going to invite him. Now, who knows? Now, in retrospect, maybe Joe Biden didn't even know it, but his staff didn't. And that was the beginning of the end. And Elon Musk said, okay, I'm out. But he wasn't in with Trump. And now that he's in with Trump, that just put the nail in the coffin for him, with many on the extreme left who Joe Biden decided to hire. So Ro Khanna says, I don't know what happened with him and Democrats, but then they make up these stories that, you know, he's going in, he's firing veterans. He's not firing veterans. The VA, they did a study. They believe it's 80,000 overhired. So they're going to make it more efficient by going through and trying to fix this unwieldy, unsatisfactory organization. Some veterans are there, no doubt about it. But he's not going in firing veterans.
Well, I don't know what you think about what the courts are doing right now. Obviously, the administration is a little concerned about some of these judges going rogue. But even some of the DOGE, you know, hits at USAID are getting peeled back right now. Some of the federal workers who were probationary have been ordered back to work. So I don't know what this is going to end up and land on. But there's a lot of lawyers getting rich right now.
It's so aggravating to see what's going on. Because, you know, we used to resist things that are people that go against it. I mean, you know, Gavin Newsom out asking for a $6 billion loan to try to fix his Medi-Cal system, which is giving full health care to everybody, regarding from 18 to, you know, to 59, even if you're an illegal immigrant. So, I mean, you have that stuff where people just go, what are you thinking? You know, you go, you know, you have a heart for everybody, but you can't possibly afford to do this, and then you disagree with the agreement. But then you have district court judges who want to be famous and just decide, I am going to, and there's 600 plus of them, and I'm going to insert my opinion on a policy. And they don't like that we're sending people out of country who are the worst of the worst. And now this has got to go work its way through the courts. But in the meantime, Mark, we got 200, another 200, another 200, another 200, that El Salvador says they'll take. But this is caught up in the court system, just like the multi-billion dollar contracts, $20 billion contracts that Joe Biden threw out the door as he left. And for the EPA, that's on hold now. USAID being put into the State Department and gutted, that's on hold now. Who's president? This district court judges? Or is it President Trump? So it's going to work its way through the system again. And what I give Trump credit for being so calm about it.
Yeah, look, Caroline, you know, addressed some of this morning in the briefing. I guess it was early this afternoon. The hill that these now look, I respect the Constitution. The Constitution comes first. So the courts sometimes have to, you know, rule on these issues of constitutionality. But the hill that these Democrats are dying on, trying to beg and plead for mercy for people who literally are terrorists or support terrorists or hate Jews, it's quite stunning that that's on display. Like, there's no Democrats. Like, who is it outside of Ro Khanna and maybe Fetterman that are crossing over to say anything that makes sense right now on a variety of topics?
Yeah, and I've said this before. A guy like Mark Kelly is so disappointing. And then you got Seth Moulton, who's a Marine. That's what I thought. Okay, they're going to be liberal, but they're going to understand what is national security and military. And they don't. They're just blatant partisans. And that's what's so disappointing. I mean, by the way, it is self-defeating. Nobody out there, the average person listening to us right now who is not siding with TDA.
No way.
They're not siding with MS-13. So these Republicans, or these Democrats that go, these Republicans are being callous and Look at Joe Biden. Look at Donald Trump. Yeah, look at Donald Trump. Did you see those guys that he's shipping out? Did you see those images? Does anybody want them back in our prisons for forming more gang members, poisoning more minds? That's what they were doing in New York. TDA would come in. These teenagers had nothing to do when their families came here, 230,000 at one point, and they'd go through the Roosevelt Hotel, and they'd tell these kids, you want to make some money, you want to be a scout, we're mugging people, we're robbing people, we'd like you to help us. And next thing you know, this 15-year-old who came here with his mom is now a member of TDA once in America. This was happening all the time.
Yeah, and did you love the Tom Homan mic drop moment when he was asked about the Alien Enemies Act being 200 years old? He said, well, the Constitution's a little older than that. We still respect that, right?
Yeah, awesome.
Great response.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing, yeah. You got to go back in history. Homan's been fantastic. No one brings up what's happening at the border. Did anybody think we'd be able to seal the border like this?
No. Well, maybe some of us did, but look, the Democrats kept saying we can't do it because the Republicans and Trump killed the immigration bill. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. He's here in St. Louis at the Factory on Saturday night. There are a few tickets available. You can go to BrianKilmeade.com for VIP tickets. I know I've had some people ask me, Brian, if you have tickets and they want to add the VIP, is that something that's easily attained if you go to your website?
Yeah, you could do that, or I believe you can come at the VIP time slot and we'll just convert the tickets.
Okay. I'll tell people
and
that.
What you do is just make sure they'll refer to this conversation.
Okay.
So we'll be able to adjust. I know every theater's got their own little challenges, but we've been able to do that when people get to the door in the past.
Brian, you're going to love this place. You're going to be blown away by the venue. It is really, really amazing, and I can't wait for the show. There's a lot of excitement with the listeners. We got some other media types from here in St. Louis that are huge Kilmeade fans, including Frank Cusimano, who's over at KSDK, and a few others as well. What do we need to know about the weekend? Anything else that people should know?
Well, number one, I just looked right before you called. I looked at it's unbelievable how the tickets sold, so thanks to everybody. But back to the right and left, I was talking to people, you could still see the back, those are the seats that are available, and I was talking to people that know the Factory, soccer guys, and they said to tell everyone there's no bad seats
there
in
aren't.
That theater.
No, there's really not. It's very intimate.
Even though it looks like it's far back, it's not. And so everyone, I know the seats look far back, but it's not, and we'll make sure everyone feels at home.
I can make the case that if you're up in the balcony, you know, because I think sometimes you think that the floor is better. I'm nothing against those seats, but if you're up in the balcony, even in the worst seat in that place at the top, it's still better than most venues that you'll ever see, you know, a band or anything like that. So I think that that's going to be fun. We'll see you on, I think we're having a little breakfast with some sponsors on Saturday morning. So have a good trip in and we'll see you on Saturday, Brian.
And I do have an announcement. They just told me Fox Nation we'll be streaming it. So what you're going to be on Fox Nation, Mark.
I love that. That is exciting.
So they're going to be streaming it. So it's the hottest app. You guys got to get it. But they also do live events. Last one went so well. They just told me that it's a non-union place. So that makes it more affordable. And they said, Brian, we checked it out. We're going to be there. So we're going to be doing this live. So it's going to be great.
St. Louis is going to do you proud, Brian Kilmeade. We'll see you then. There are a ton of great angles to the NCAA tournament. Mizzou takes on Drake. I almost gave the wrong team because Bradley was facing Drake. Drake, the Bulldogs, tomorrow night. We're going to have the play-by-play guy for Drake, Michael Admire, on in the next hour. But we got to give a little love to SIU Edwardsville because they're going to the NCAA tournament. Joe Pott, who works down on the Camo X side, the Cardinals radio network, is the voice of Cougars basketball. He's with us. Joe, how are you this afternoon? This is a fun story.
Man, Mark, thanks. I really appreciate it. This is it's really cool. It's special to me, but it's really special for the Cougars.
How did they get here? How can a team like SIUE get to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, they did it by winning the conference tournament. That's the way the schools from the smaller conferences are, there's an automatic bid from these conferences, and these are the type of schools, and SIUE is in that list that's not probably going to get an at-large bid. They're not going to have enough of a strength of schedule or quality resume, if you will, to get that at-large bid. They rely on winning the conference tournament, and that's what the Cougars did.
Well, and this is, how long have they been in Division I, Joe?
This is the 17th season they've been in Division I.
But this is the first time they're in the NCAA tournament, right?
You are correct, yep.
And a real super easy draw against Houston.
Yeah, exactly. They made it nice and cushy in your first time here, right?
But you know what? You got to play the game, and who knows? The kids have just to be, you know, really, really excited. Just to get to this tournament and to experience that environment is going to be special.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When I was asking some guys on Sunday, because obviously it was the Saturday before that they had won the tournament, so Sunday the draw came, and I said, you know, hey, what does it mean? What do you think about Houston? They said, actually, we've already been kind of planning for Houston. You know, we've seen enough to think that Houston might be where, you know, where they put us, and so we've been kind of game planning for a couple of days. So we're glad that we're already out and going on it. I mean, that's the attitude, right? Because it's just as you said. There's nothing to lose if you're in SIUE's shoes. They're going to go out there, they're going to play a game, and they're going to play a game to win a game.
What's their strength, this Cougar team?
Yeah, it's defense. Interestingly enough, it's defense on both sides of the ball, Houston and SIUE. Houston's got one of the best scoring defenses. They've also got one of the best field goal percent defenses that is holding the opponents, you know, with a low shooting percentage. They're in the top 4 or 5, but SIUE is in the top 20 in both of those as well. So it is going to be a defensive battle.
Looks to be like the Cougars need a game like they played in December against Eureka, where they knocked down 17 three-pointers, Joe.
That would be nice. That would certainly go a long way, man. You're not kidding.
That's incredible, though. But look, a team, you know, this is what I'm kind of worried about with Mizzou tomorrow night. I think Mizzou should handle Drake with no problem. I get that they're a good team. I've heard a lot about this Sturts kid. But when it comes to the physical ability of an SEC team compared to a Missouri Valley Conference or even in an Ohio Valley Conference, there's some stark differences there sometimes. That doesn't mean a team can't go on a run, get hot with three-pointers, and, you know, go for an upset.
No, you're right. That's what people watch this tournament for, right? Those are the kind of things that people are looking for and people get excited about, and those are the things that grab the headlines ultimately as you go throughout this tournament. Because there is a reason, like I said, that these smaller schools aren't making up the list for at-large bids, because there is a difference between the Ohio Valley Conference and, in this case, the Big 12 Conference. But on one night at one point in a 10-minute stretch
know.
In the second half,
yeah.
it can happen.
Well, two words, Norfolk State. I mean,
yeah.
That's what pains me. There's no doubt about it. Hey, when do you guys play? Do you play tomorrow or Friday?
1 o'clock tomorrow.
One of the early games. Joe Pott, have fun with it. We got to get you back and talk a little Cardinal baseball at some point as well.
You got it, man.
Right.
I appreciate you having
Take
me.
Take care. What a blast. I think he's going to have a great time. Good for SIUE, even if they are playing a really, really talented number one seed. We're going to hook up with the play-by-play voice of the Drake Bulldogs, Michael Admire, coming up at 5:25.